So let's review. The Gemara introduces a machlekes regarding Shemer Aveda, someone who found the lost item. What is his status while guarding it until he returns it? Rabbi says, Kashem Echinam, he's merely an unpaid guardian who is not liable if the Aveda was lost or stolen, because Mahano Kamotile, he receives no benefit for guarding the Aveda. Rav Yosef says, Kashem Sachar, he's considered a paid guardian who is liable if the Aveda was lost or stolen. And the Gemara provides two explanations. Either because Bahi Hanodule Bayala Mesvile Riftala Anya, Havakashem Sachar. While guarding the item, he is occupied with the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and based on Ha'isik b'mitzvah, Patim in the mitzvah, he would be exempt from giving a poor man's daka. And this pruta that he saves is considered a significant gain to render him a Shemer Sachar. Or because Kivin Rachman is Shabde Bal Karche, Hilkech Keshemer Sachar Dami. The Torah obligates the finder to guard the item. Therefore, he is the equivalent to a Shemer Sachar who is obligated to guard the item by being paid, as opposed to a Shemer Chinam who volunteered to do so. The Gemara attempts seven proofs regarding this machlekes, which are alluded to by the simon Hechzira Le'olam Hashev Chia Amart Nishbar Seicher. Hechzira, the Braisa states, Hechzira Le'makom She'irena Einachayv L'tapel Bo. If a finder returns the Aveda to an area near the owner's home where he will certainly see it, he's no longer obligated to guard it. Nignevoy Avda Chayv Bachriyusa. If the Aveda was lost or stolen, the finder is liable to reimburse the owner. To reconcile the apparent contradiction, the Gemara explains that according to Rav Yosef, the price is one halacha. Even if the finder returned the item to Mokum Shirena, he is chayev for Kenev Aveda because Kesher Mesachar Dami. While according to Rabba, we must say the price is discussing two different cases. In the Reisha, Hechzira Shachris L'Mokum Shirena, the finder returned the item in the morning, and Einachayev L'Tapel Ba, even if it was lost or stolen, he's potter because Kesher Mechinim Dami. And it was not a pesheah since Shrich the Isle, but Nafik v'chazila. The owner does frequent his home at that time. While in the Sefer, Chazir Batsarayim Lamokim Sheyurena, the finder returned it in the afternoon. And the Nignabai of the Chayv Bechayusa, if it was lost or stolen, he is Chayv, because he was pesheah since the Loi Shrich the Isle, but Nafik v'chazila. The owner is usually away and does not frequent his home at that time. La'olam, the Braisa states, La'olam hu Chayv. The finder is always liable for damages to the Aveda until he returns it to the owner. And the Gemara explains, "My la'olam afilu mibeisai." The word la'olam implies that the finder is chayav for geneva aveda, even if he was not pesheya and he guarded the Aveda in his own home. According to Rabbi Yosef, it is simple: chayav b'geneva aveda because kasher mesachar dami. While according to Rabba, chayav b'geneva aveda because maidina l'cho b'bali chayim. Regarding a live animal, even the Shemer Chinam would be chayiv because the kibin the nakti lahu nigra b'yasa b'y niterusa yisirasa. Since the animal already escaped its owner, the Shemer must provide a superior protection, and if it does not do so, he is a pesheya. However, regarding other items, he is pata b'gneiv of aved because k'Shemer Chinam dami. Hashev. The Braisa discusses the pasuk of Hashev teshivim. The word Hashev implies bevesai. The finder must return the aveda to the owner's home. However, the word teshivim teaches liginasa ulukhurvasai, he may return it even to the owner's garden. According to Rabba, the Braisa refers even to liginasa she'en mishtameres, a garden that is not properly protected, and even though it is only a minimal protection, he's potter because kesher mechinim dami. While according to Rav Yosef, the Braisa refers only to liginasa ha-mishtameres, a garden that is properly protected, and only then is he potter because kesher mesachar dami. However, hakamash malan delei be'inan das bailam. Pasuk comes to teach that one may return the Aveda even without the owner's knowledge. Chia. Rav Chia bar Abba says, HaToyin Tainas Ganav Aveda Misham Tashlumi Kefil. If a finder swore falsely that the Aveda was stolen and it was then discovered that he actually stole it, he must pay double its value to the owner. According to Rabba, he pays Kefil because as Rashi explains, the Ha'boyi L'miftu Nafshi B'Tainas Ganav. He wanted to exempt himself with the claim of Geneva for which he would be potter with a Shvua as a Shemachinim. However, according to Rav Yosef, he cannot exempt himself with the claim of Geneva because of the Shem Mesachar Karina by Karna by Yishlume. He pays the principal even without a Shavua. Therefore, we must say, Kigun Shetoyin Tainis List in Mizuyin. He wanted to exempt himself with the claim of an armed robber, for which even a Shem Mesachar is potter with the Shavua, because it is an Inus. And he must pay Kefil for this claim because Rav Yosef holds List in Mizuyin Ganavu. List in Mizuyin is considered a Ganav who pays Kefil. But he's not a gazlan who does not pay kefil because kibin de mitamer mi'inchi. He initially attempts to avoid an open confrontation with people. While Rabbah holds that Listen Mizuyin does not pay Kevel because Listen Mizuyin Gazanhu is considered Gazan who does not pay Kevel because he is prepared to openly confront people with his weapon. The Gemara now diverts its discussion to this Machlekes Rabbah and Rav Yosef of whether a Listen Mizuyin is considered a Ganav or a Gazan. Amrit, the Braisa states perhaps, Loi, im Amrit b'shem Rechinam. Hashem Rechinam is more chomer because more stringent than Hashem Mesachar. Shekin Meshamta shall be kefil, because Hashem Rechinam pays kefil through a tainas ganav and a shvuah. Toime b'shem Mesachar she'en Meshamta shall be kefil. Hashem Mesachar never pays kefil through a tainas ganav because he is already chayiv to pay Karen without a shvuah. The Gemara asks, if we are to assume a list of mezuyin ganavu, then even Hashem Mesachar pays kefil through a tainas list of mezuyin with a shvuah in which he is potter from paying Karen. If so, why is Hashem Rechinam considered more chomer than Hashem Mesachar? The Gemara answers, "Hachi kamar loy ima marta b'shem mechinim shekim b'sham tashlumi kefil b'chol tam noisav." Hashem mechinim is more chamer in that he pays kefil for all claims of geneva. Tameh b'shem mesachah shein b'sham tashlumi kefil el b'toyin tainis list mezuin. Hashem mesachah does not pay kefil for all claims of geneva unless it was a list mezuin. Nishbar, the Braisa cites the pasuk that refers to shoyel b'nishbar oy meis shalom yishalom. The Braisa asks, the pasuk only mentions that a shoyel is chayev if the animal became crippled or died. But what is the source that a shoyel is chayev if the animal was lost or stolen? The pasuk explains the source is a kavochemer from Shem Mesachar. Shem Mesachar is killed, lenient, and that he is patah b'ainsin, but even so he is chayev if the animal was lost or stolen. Shoyel shechayev b'shvura meisa, in adin shechayev b'gneva v'aveda. Then a shoyel who is chamer in that he is chayev ba'intzin, he is certainly chayev b'gneva v'aveda. And the Braisa concludes, v'zeu kavochemer she'enu lav tshuva. This kavochemer cannot be refuted. The Gemara now asks, if we are to assume that listim mezuin ganafu, the kavochemer can be refuted in that malashem mesachah shekim mesham tashlumi kefil b'toyin tainis listim mezuin. Hashem mesachah is more chamer than shoyel regarding a claim of listim mezuin, for which Hashem mesachah pays kefil while shoyel pays only karen. The Gemara explains, Kesava haitana karna b'lei shvua, adifa mikfeila b'shvua. The Braisa holds that, on the contrary, a shoyel is more chamer than Hashem Mesachar regarding a claim of listim mezuyin, because a shoyel pays karen even without a shvua, while the Hashem Mesachar pays kefil only with a shvua. Seicher. The Braisa states, Seicher par mechaveir v'nignava. If a person rented someone's cow, and it was stolen, v'amah halo harein mishalim b'ein nishba. The Seicher said that he would rather pay than make a shvua. If afterward the ganav was discovered, he pays the kefil to the seicher but not to the owner. Because as Rashi explains, kiven the shilim nimtza sekenev shalai. Since the seicher already paid the owner, he now owns the stolen item. The Gemara says, Mechlal the ibayi patu lay nafshe b'shvua. This price implies that had the seicher made a shvua for the gneva, he would be patur from paying the owner. But at the same time, the ganav does pay kefil. Now, according to Rabbah, if this geneva was through a list of mezuyin, he does not pay kefil because list of mezuyin gazlenhu. Therefore, we must say that the Braisa holds seicher k'shem mechinim dami, and it was a standard geneva for which a shem mesachar is pater through a shvua, and the ganav pays kefil. While according to Rav Yisim, the Braisa might even hold seicher k'shem mesachar dami, and the Braisa is a case of geneva through list of mezuyin for which a shem mesachar is pater through a shvua, and the list of mezuyin pays kefil. Because listem mezuyin ganavu.